Thinking about her tasks in the community office Morris 14, Hagar doesn't stand out. With dark hair, olive skin, and modestly dressed, she could be from here. Here is Neukölln, a Berlin neighborhood with a large Muslim and Arab immigrant population. As she interacts with the neighborhood residents coming in and out, her friendly, warm manner hides her foreignness. But as a Jewish Israeli, Hagar is actually very far from home. Her decision to go to Berlin to work with Arab immigrants was hard for her family and friends to understand, but it was exactly what she was looking for.
So everyone told me, "Are you crazy?" And, well, first I said maybe a little bit, but I wanted to get out of classrooms and books and try to meet people. And Israel, it's not always an easy place to do that. The problem is, in Israel and in the Middle East, I think, that because things are sometimes so sensitive, then I don't get to meet people from Lebanon or Syria or Egypt, or I don't get to meet people, and here I do.
In Berlin, Hagar works full-time at a community organization which offers much-needed services to the neighborhood, from school coaching, language, self-help and job skill courses to social and cultural events. Manuela Gunkel is the office manager.
Since Hagar comes from Israel, she's an ambassador of her country, and she's also an ambassador as a Jew. Here, we have people from Lebanon, Turkey, and other places, and there are a lot of prejudices in people's heads. The children are taught to hate Israelis. I think the direct contact with Hagar holds a lot of potential. Even these everyday situations plant seeds.
Wie kleine Samenkörner können gesät werden.
I came here and I'm meeting women and children who usually know they're supposed to not like Israel, but they're not sure why. And then they meet me. Sometimes I talk with the children and we open a map together. And I ask them, so where are your parents coming from? They say Lebanon. We look for it on the map. And then I say, I come from Israel. And I show them, look, we're neighbors. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Knowing that most of the residents have never had direct personal contact with a Jewish person or an Israeli, Hagar made it a point to join the weekly neighborhood women's breakfast get-together.
It wasn't simple at first. In the beginning, they asked a lot of questions. What does that mean that I come from Israel? Which language do I speak? At first, it was confusing for them. Like, are you Jewish? Are you Palestinian? I think it's not always important to talk. Sometimes it's important to build a social connection. When they see me, see a young student from Israel that cares about the same things that they care about, I'm a person just like anyone else. And that is so important. They become friendly to me, and we start talking more about everyday life, and now we're thinking about doing breakfast for women, Jewish women and Muslim women here together, and that's a big progress.
Hagar's Jewishness and nationality is a challenge for her German colleagues, too. The Holocaust lurks in the back of everyone's mind. Office manager Manuela says Germans like her still struggle with their history and how to relate to Jewish people.
My parents and grandparents were in the war, and for me as a German, that's a touchy history. And that's another reason why I was glad that Hagar came, even if it's hard. We spoke only briefly about the past once, but something very nice has developed.
Hagar is clear about what she's doing here in Berlin. Breaking down people's ignorance and instigating communication. And she has a lot of ideas on how to do that.
When my German gets better, I have a lot of plans. I want to do an English class and get to know more the children. And I'm trying to organize here a night for Israeli music. I want to bring the culture, you know. I hope to make real connections with people here. I hope that I will be able to feel that I have made a difference in their mind about the Middle East and Israel. And I hope also to get ideas how to build projects like that in Israel. Projects that bring together different people with different cultures. It's not easy in Israel. And I think I'm learning a lot here how to do it.
The physical presence of Hagar, who she is and what she's doing here, causes those she meets to rethink what they think they know about Israel and about Jews. Her first-hand experiences here also force Israelis back home to rethink their own well-worn ideas and prejudices about Germans and about Arabs.
I Skype a lot of friends all the time and I tell them about this place and they're all very interested to hear. I get a lot of questions about Germany and about the people I meet here and how is it, and sometimes they're really shocked to hear that things are not as bad as they thought it would be.
When it comes to generation change, Hagar does her generation proud. For me, she's a kind of gentle warrior of communication and understanding. Her weapons, an open mind and forgiving heart.
You can't only just say, I want to change the world. You have to begin from small things, starts from the really small things.